The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Symbol and ceremony are a part of religion and of religious exercise and expression. Symbol and ceremony are a rather considerable contributing cause of formalism, externalism, religious ostentation. Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. Symbol and ceremony has a considerable part in the observance of Ash Wednesday and of Lent. Ash Wednesday itself represents a symbol, ashes, ashes to ashes. You look to the fore and behold the veiled cross, the violet covered altar, symbol, ceremony. Is this bad or is this good? Our Lord Jesus, in the gospel that we have just heard, has something very definite to say about it, and he very clearly identifies and explains what is right. It is important that we get this straight, that we do not get lost and mixed up in symbol and ceremony. What our Lord tells us is that we should have a true and a sincere heart in our worship and in our worship expressions. The Pharisees were good at symbol, but they did not have a true heart with the symbolism they employed. And you understand the symbolism used here is fasting. That's an external expression, is it not? An external symbol. And with it also, by custom, ashes were associated, because Jesus said the Pharisees disfigure their faces. So we shouldn't have anything to do with fasting or with ashes. We should do away with it all. Jesus didn't do away with fasting. He didn't say that. You must understand that symbol and ceremony was even God-imposed in the days of old. The Old Covenant is full of symbol and ceremony, which have deep meaning, for they point forward to the fulfillment of the covenant of promise to Jesus, the Lamb, who takes away the sin of the world. You know these various types, these various symbols, which the apostle calls shadows of things to come. So there is purpose. Jesus did not do away with them, but he did fulfill them. He did not do away with fasting here, because fasting too had a purpose. You know that fasting was a part of the great day of atonement. Everyone was required to fast. For fasting indicated sorrow, contrition. Fasting was to show forth the sincerity of sorrow for the sins that people had committed. It wasn't only contrition, we must understand that too, for the fasting was associated with the atonement, the putting of the blood on the mercy seat of the Holy of Holies, and the sending forth of the scapegoat, also bringing in symbol invisible symbol, the forgiveness of God for sincere contrition and repentance, and the reestablishment of the atonement, the one-ment. So Jesus didn't do away with the symbol, but he said, do not be like the Pharisees who misuse this. They disfigure their faces with ashes, no doubt, so that everybody could see. You know, you can't really see if a person is fasting. I don't know if you had anything to eat today or not. You can't tell that by looking. But the Pharisees wanted people to know that they were fasting, and so they put ashes, no doubt, to disfigure their faces, and went around with a long, sour mien that everybody could see and say, oh, isn't it great? Here is this pious brother Pharisee. Look how religious and holy he is. He can do it. I'm sorry. He's so much better than I. He is really a holy man. That was the intent, and that's what Jesus says, don't do that. Formalism, in other words, isn't it? External type of exercise of religion and worship and relationship to God. It isn't really relationship to God, because Jesus says, you know, these Pharisees with their symbol, their empty symbol and their misuse of it, with their fasting, they have their reward. And that's all they have. They have nothing. They have made no change. They've made no change in the relationship to the Heavenly Father, to God. They have their reward because they got what they wanted. People says, oh, look how great and how wonderful they are. You see, formalism, all formalism in religion is centered in man. It does not relate properly to God. It is a formal exercise, and you know, there is a danger always, even in our church, that we might slip into some formalism. I know you know the term used concerning the formalism of the Roman Church, ex opera, operata, you know, just be a participant, be there, admire it, or fast or sacrifice in Lent, and use ashes of last year's palm branch burned. But you know, in our own worship, right here this morning, if we're not careful, we can be very formal, just by going through, even speaking and singing, it can become very formal if we're not careful. And that's why Jesus warns us. Jesus says that kind of symbol and ceremony is external. It does not do what it is supposed to do. Because the real symbol and ceremony, the fasting, when you fast, says Jesus, you don't fast for people, but you fast to God, to the Heavenly Father. And by the way, when you do that, don't do it for show. In fact, dress up, clean up, wash up, polish up, put hair oil on, and look good. That's what Jesus said. But in your heart, let there be the contrition. Let there be this fasting. Let there be the crying to the Heavenly Father, I have sinned. Father, I have sinned. Forgive. And let that also be associated, because contrition is not repentance. Contrition is only sorrow. Repentance is more complete. Repentance is to atonement, is to the establishment of peace with the Heavenly Father through forgiveness, and that is in Christ. With the contrition, with the fasting of the heart, there is also the association with the blood, not the blood of bulls and of goats, but the blood of the Lamb of God without spot and blemish. Our real exercise then is true penitence and true faith, is a full realization that we are what we are, dust indeed, mortal, sinful, and unclean, that we realize, though, that with all of our sins and our burdens, we come contritely, as Jesus says, come to me, all you that are staggering beneath these heavy burdens of guilt and sin, All you with your burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest. In me is your redemption, your salvation, your forgiveness. When we remember that, we will have our relationship straight. And it applies to our total life. For Jesus says, look, after all, it doesn't matter what kind of a bank account or what kind of a resource or what kind of an impression or what kind of a social image or what kind of a treasure, the things that you treasure, self and all these other things, influence and fame and so on. That doesn't matter at all. That's worldly. That's secular. That is of this world. That goes. That is destroyed by the corrupter that eats. The moth and the rust, the eater, the corrupter. See that your treasure is right, your heart is right with God, that there in heaven with Jesus is your heart, and there is your hope, there are your goals, and there are your ambitions. And so then, symbol and ceremony, they can be very helpful. They are reminders, but may they only be reminders to us that we fast indeed through contrition and repentance deep in the heart. And you know, the Lord promises this, that the Lord who hears and sees in secret will indeed respond to you openly. And you know, from that standpoint, we can really view this blessed sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ, can't we? For indeed, we come with contrite hearts, with a true heart, and confess our sins, and in a wonderful way, as visible, I suppose, as possible, without actually visibly appearing to us. The answer comes from our Lord, from our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ. It says, here is the body and the blood, and know, be sure that your sins are forgiven, and you have atonement, at-one-ment with me. That's a wonderful comfort. That's a wonderful gift, as visibly as we really can expect or really need. And come then, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and at his invitation, come with contrite hearts, come with fasting in your heart to God and the Lord indeed, through this blessed sacrament, will give you his blessing and his peace. Amen. And may this peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and abide with you always. Amen.